This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
What a week is it? Week 10? They all run together when you ain't that great. But we still go around the AFC North. Yes, it is week 10. And we welcome in the triumvirate of reputation. Where we go to Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh. And first things first, we stop in Baltimore. Ken Wyman, 105.7, the fan in Baltimore as the Ravens, I believe, are still up top of the AFC North. And they get ready to face Cincinnati. No, the Ravens are a game behind now. The Pittsburgh Steelers, at least half a game behind, I beg your pardon. They get ready to face Cincinnati tomorrow at 8:15 tomorrow morning. Have you found the cure of what ails you? Tomorrow evening. Have you found the cure of what ails you with the Baltimore Ravens offense there? Ken?
The offense is fine. It's the defense that's a problem. The offense might be the best in all of football. And yeah, watching that defense, I wonder what time of day it is. Is it morning? Is it afternoon? Is it evening? the last time they played the Bengals is a game they frankly should have lost, but Lamar Jackson, an MVP performance. The Cincinnati missed a field goal in overtime. They won 41-38. But in the second half of that game, the ball didn't touch the ground much when Cincinnati had it. It was actually pretty pathetic defensively.
Wow, that is interesting, considering, you know, you guys are dealing with those injuries at corner. But I'm sure fans there just don't want the excuses anymore. They just want to figure out how to fix it.
Well, and it's not necessarily injuries at corners. They get no pass rush. They even if you watch the game last week against Denver, when they rush four, they don't get there. And even when they blitz, they hardly get there. They had three sacks Sunday. They were all three coverage sacks. And they blew out Denver. But in the first half, and it was still a game, Bo Nix missed a couple of layups that if he hits, that might be a game. He missed Troy, the Franklin kid, the rookie, on a wide-open touchdown on fourth down, missed him. They still have guys running wide open in the middle of the field, which has been a reoccurring theme. You guys saw it when the Ravens played in Cleveland. Like, this has been a weekly thing, and it's one of those things. Is it simply the fact that they got the brain drain on defense on Mike McDonald? Not only him, but Anthony Weaver's now in Miami. Denard Wilson's defensive coordinator in Tennessee. And they haven't replaced those coaches because they don't seem set a lot of the time.
So you guys end up trading for Tre'Davious White. Is that enough? Are fans thinking that more needed to be done?
That reminded me of, like, you know, you get arrested for jaywalking and you feel sorry for the cop that's got to fill out that paperwork. Like, was this even worth the paperwork? You traded a 2026 seventh for a 2027 seventh. I guess if they get, he was once really good, so that's nice, but like he was a healthy scratch. I know they were trying to facilitate a trade, and I read that he wasn't supposed to play a lot early, and then they had injuries, so they did play him a bunch, but He's not the guy he used to be, and they needed pass rush. And unfortunately, they just it wasn't out there. They tried to get to Darius Smith. The Browns weren't going to trade him to Baltimore. Like there wasn't a whole lot of options out there for him.
Marshawn Lattimore, was that a serious consideration for the football team?
My understanding is yes, but they weren't going to go to the lengths Washington did. And Washington had extra picks that they got in trades. Like, think about this. They got a third-round pick for Johan Dotson. Like, when you look at what's going on around the league, the fact that they did that, that's incredible. And then they were able to flip their third full in this deal. Yeah, they were interested in Lattimore, but they weren't going to go to that level.
Do you believe Bo Nix is starting high journeyman, whatever level in the NFL as a starting quarterback? Do you think that he's a franchise or a starter or a journeyman? Where are you seeing him right now? I know you guys just got done playing him.
I think he's got signs that he can be decent, and like he made mistakes, but he's a rookie.
Okay.
I thought he looked okay. It's tough to look. You look better than Zach Wilson did year one. But again, he missed some layups in that football game.
If you were in charge of the Browns, would you just blow the whole thing up and start all over again, or would you draft a quarterback in this draft class and keep these pieces that they've kept?
I think you draft a quarterback. That seems to be what's the first time you're gonna have a first round pick since the Watson trade. So, mm-hmm. I think I certain pieces like I like JOK a lot. Maybe an offensive lineman, but yeah, I would blow it up. This thing has gone nowhere.
Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. By the way, Audric Estime had 7 yards of carry in that football game on Sunday. Just pointing that out. James Rapine, he is from the Locked On Bengals as well as SI down in Cincinnati. They are headed to Baltimore coming up tomorrow night at 8:15. And James Rapine covers the Bengals. He used to cover the Guardians here, but, you know, he's moved on to other things that he seems to like better. But you know what? We're not going to hold that against him. Khalil Herbert from the Bears. Your thoughts on bringing in a running back, even though you guys kind of have your backs up against it?
Yeah, they had to. They had to after Zach Moss suffered a pretty serious neck injury and could miss the entire season. I think he's going to miss the entire season. So getting a guy like Herbert that's ran in this league, been established in this league, and can just complement Chase Brown, I think it was a necessity. I wanted them to do more. They probably should have done more, especially on the defensive side of the ball, but getting Herbert was certainly a good move.
Like, where do you think the Bengals need to get to win-wise to make the playoffs?
At least at 10, for sure. And that's 10 with wins probably over Baltimore tomorrow night and the Chargers next week. Some of these AFC
so they gotta go 6-2
teams that you're playing.
You got to go 6-2
sure.
From here on out. Do you think the Bengals are equipped to do just that?
Sure, because they have a quarterback that is playing better than any other quarterback besides probably Lamar. Like, I think it's Lamar and Joe right now. And I you know, you look at the MVP odds and Josh Allen's in there. So whatever, we can split hairs. But he's playing at such a high level. And so it's really a question of can this defense, can the health of T. Higgins, can these things hold up enough? Because obviously, if Joe's playing at that level, you can beat anybody.
James Rapine, Locked On Bengals down in Cincinnati. Are you concerned at all, or do you think that they have nothing to be concerned about taking on the Ravens, despite that injury that he has with his knee tomorrow evening? Do you think that they can take advantage of that down in Cincinnati?
You talking about Lamar?
Yes.
Yeah, gotcha. Maybe we'll see. How much will that limit him? Obviously, a limited Lamar is still a better athlete than anyone else playing quarterback in the league. So, no, I think it's going to be such a tough matchup road Thursday night. And it's also a game that they have to have. And they put themselves in this position because they blew that Baltimore game in week 5. They should have won that game, blew multiple 10-point leads at home to the Ravens. And so now you got to go there and win and pay them back. And it's going to be easier said than done, because I do think they're going to be shorthanded on offense.
Would getting to the playoffs be enough to save Zach Taylor's job?
Yeah, I think so. I think that would be enough. And I think some would debate that for sure. But given the 1-4 start, playoffs should always be the expectation. And we're certainly the minimum coming into the year. But, yeah, if they could find a way to get to the postseason, I think that Zach Taylor would be the coach next season.
I actually think you have to ask it a different way, Tone. What would get Zach Taylor actually fired from the Bengals?
There you go. Yeah, that is a better way.
Yeah.
I think that it would be, so they're 4-5 now, melting down, and we're talking about a 6-11 team, or a team that clearly Joe Burrow is disengaged and doesn't believe it. Like, I think it would take a lot for that to happen. And they've hung around. They battled back from a 1-4 start. We'll see if they can keep it up, or if they just kind of linger around that 500 mark.
If you were the Browns, would you blow it all up or try to piecemeal this thing together and see if you can run it back next year? Not with Deshaun Watson, but with somebody else.
Well, yeah, it can't be with Deshaun Watson. I think you certainly go quarterback. I think you keep some of the pieces, but you can and should do a soft reset, because you bring in a rookie quarterback. That rookie quarterback probably isn't going to be ready to win now. There's usually one of those a draft, and Jaden Daniels is that one this year. But, yeah, I would say maybe trade some of your veterans. You keep the Myles Garretts of the world that you're not going to find anyway, and try to do a soft reset around a rookie.
James Rapine, Locked On Bengals, as well as SI down in Cincinnati, as the Bengals get set to take on the Baltimore Ravens coming up tomorrow night at 8:15. The Steelers are at Washington at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Andrew Filippone joins us, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Pony Express, what's Mike Williams going to do for the Pittsburgh Steelers at wide receiver?
He's going to catch those Russell Wilson moon balls. He's a 15 yards per catch guy. He fits right in with what Russell Wilson does well. That's get the ball downfield. That's keep those safeties deep. And that allows for them to run the ball quite effectively. Najee Harris, 3 straight 100-yard games. Baltimore's the only team in the NFL that runs the ball more often than the Steelers. So they will run it and then try to hit the home runs with Williams and George Pickens in this offense. Kenny?
I do know, Andrew, that there were a lot of highfalutin, highly publicized opinions coming from the luminaries in Pittsburgh sports radio that couldn't believe that Mike Tomlin would move on from Justin Fields. Are they swallowing some crow today?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody has. Ben Roethlisberger, Terry Bradshaw, Bill Belichick. Oh. I mean, there were so many luminaries that said this was the wrong call.
And, Elkin, Madden, Barrasso.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And Russell Wilson has turned back the clock. He looks like Seattle Russell Wilson from 2018. He looks like a guy that they got an all-time bargain on when Denver let him walk and are paying him almost $40 million to suit up and play for this team. He's exactly what they were missing as far as making the offense go from good to possibly great. They've averaged over 30 points per game since Russell Wilson's come into the lineup. So you do tip your cap to Mike Tomlin. This is why he makes almost $20 million a year. He's got to get decisions like this right. Usually gets them wrong. Got this one right.
How good has T.J. Watt been this year, and how does it fit in historically with him?
Well, I would say other than Dexter Lawrence, T.J. Watt has been the best defensive player in the NFL this season. He'll probably get the award because I don't think they're going to go off PFF grades this year. I don't think they want to give the award to a guy that's on an 11 or 12 loss team. So I would say this is probably, for me, maybe the fourth best season he's had. But I think in the context of the NFL with the Aiden Hutchinson injury, he's probably the favorite to win that award right now, Tone.
Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan. Go ahead.
I'm curious. We've been discussing earlier about possible quarterbacks for the Browns next year. Since you were a bit of a Justin Fields advocate, how would you feel, trying to get your genuine opinions today, how would you feel if he was the starting quarterback of the Browns next year?
Well, when do you not get my genuine opinions? I understand it was a long night. The Penguins lost to the Islanders in overtime.
I think you make up a lot of things off the top of your head.
Like,
I think you're just trying to get on Breakfast
like
Ball.
That?
I think you're just trying to get on certain shows.
Oh, you mean like when I came on and said Stefanski could go from Coach of the Year to get fired? You hung up on me, and now you guys are talking about Andrew Berry getting fired and maybe Stefanski.
Andrew Berry's not Kevin Stefanski, is he? Andrew Berry's not Kevin Stefanski.
Andrew Berry goes to Fansky, not that far behind Ken. Were you born yesterday?
What are you talking about? What did you say? What did you say about that? And what's not far behind?
Oh, I'm sorry. You think the GM gets fired? The coach is safe? Damn, I didn't know.
It's the Cleveland Browns, pony. They can do just anything that they possibly could think of.
Exactly. That's why when I said Stefanski could get fired after last year, you shouldn't have laughed me out the door. Come on now. You know that franchise.
It depends on when you said it. And when you said it, it seemed to be a laughable premise.
Before the season
You've been
started.
Sitting there talking about firing Mike Tomlin, a quality head coach, since I know you.
Yeah, and I've been sitting here saying Deshaun Watson was a piece of trash since you guys traded for him, and you didn't what? Were you stuttering then?
I never said he was a great quarterback, now did I? And I'm not stuttering now.
You were saying things on Kenman, Terry, then you were coming on the air of the radio and saying something completely different.
No, I didn't. I said the same damn thing I always said. No, that's not true. That's a damn bold-faced lie. I just caught you in a lie because you know you're lying. Now you know you're lying.
Why don't you hang up on me like the guy that's compared the Browns owners to the Dolans? Why don't you do that?
I didn't hang up on that guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We talked and we laughed at the end of the call. Now, did we not?
Okay.
Well, you just like to make things up off the top of your head when you're losing an argument.
You got to correct tone and say he asked another bad question, or are we going to keep this going?
Why do I have to correct tone and ask him another bad question? Why?
Well, that's what you just did with James Rapine.
Why is it about me? Why isn't it about you? You're the one who makes things up off the top of your head.
I asked you to come up with something, and you haven't been able to name anything yet. We've been talking for almost 5 minutes.
You just did three different things off the top of your head, pony.
About the Steelers?
No, what you just accused me of were all bold-faced lies.
Mm-hmm, sure. I got the receipts.
Do you think the Steelers should have made more moves?
No, I think they could have made higher quality ones.
Do you believe that they are officially contenders?
Yes. Oh, they're well past the point of officially contenders.
Okay, so they can contend for a Super Bowl now.
Yes.
So everything you've said about Mike Tomlin has been idiotic here over the last near decade.
I mean, everything you said about the Browns before the season.
What did you say about my? We're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers. The whole thing is about the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I can't bring up another AFC North team.
If I have to ask you a question, yeah, that's how the rules work. If I ask you a question specifically about the Browns, then I will ask you a question specifically about the Browns. Let me ask you a question specifically about the Browns. If you were the Browns, would you try to piecemeal this thing together with a different quarterback, or would you blow the whole thing up?
No, you got to get the sticks of dynamite out and blow the whole thing up. What's piecemealing it going to get you 9-8 and an ass kicking in the first round of the playoffs?
I want to wrap up something because you're going to start hearing the name Justin Fields, I think, a lot. I know Mary Kay has been on record talking about him as a potential quarterback for the Cleveland Browns next year, and I wanted to get Andrew Filippone on record. So he joins us again on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And I want to ask it from a Steelers fan perspective, because I feel like when a fan of another team is excited about us getting one of their former players, that's telling. And when they're nervous, that's also telling. So what would you think about the Cleveland Browns with Justin Fields as their quarterback next year?
I would feel like he poses a threat if the Browns had a change in offensive philosophy, because he does not really fit well in an offense where QB is under center. He cannot take a snap for some idiotic reason routinely. And he, for whatever reason, also struggles seeing the field in play action situations where he has to change his back to the defense. And that's where Joe Flacco excelled in Stefanski's offense. So if they built the offense around him and made it more a run-first, dual threat, get the quarterback on the move, then I think he could pose a threat. But if they're not willing to do that and they just try to pigeonhole him into doing it their way, I don't think he'll fit.
Pony, thanks for the call.
Bob Haney, James Rapine, Andrew Filippone, all fine radio show hosts, all said, bring out your dynamite and let's get to detonating. We'll see if you guys agree. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, remember, all guests appear on the North Homestead Crisis.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids.
Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hot. I stepped aside for that. Because I ruined the last one, and I shouldn't have done that, and I'm glad you asked that question.
Well, the only reason I ask about Justin Fields, obviously, is we are wondering how close we really are. And it was a big conversation at the start of the show. The Browns only traded one guy, and I said, that's kind of bizarre the way that NFL teams operate when they're 2-7, old, and expensive. Those teams always start trading guys. And they start getting draft picks because they want to become young and inexpensive.
Yeah.
But you did make the case about comp picks, and you still got Myles Garrett. He's really good. Well, you still got Denzel Ward.
You're still supposed to have this dead money on this cap. And I'm thinking, well, do you want to just trade these guys and get the picks? Yeah, but if you're paying for nothing, like, is this year really the year you trade them? Like, I can't believe I'm saying that. Do I... Like, it does... So many people are going to think that's stupid. And maybe it is at first blush. But do you want to trade him now, or do you want to see what you can do for one more year with him? And it sounds like I'm dragging this problem out even further, but because there's going to be dead cap on top of it, it's like, well, if you're paying him, they might as well work for you. Does that make any sense to you? Like, all right, I could pay him to go away, or I could pay him to work for me, and if we put a different quarterback back there, you know, maybe they can be a wild card team. Maybe they can.
Yeah, well, any team.
Maybe I'll have an arm grow out of my ass. I don't know.
Kenny,
I'm just pointing it out to you, Tone.
That's not crazy at all. There are going to be some bad teams this year that are in the wild card next year.
Okay.
That's how this thing works. That's what happened with, well, Houston wasn't a wild card last year. They ended up winning their division.
Do you take Justin Fields? I mean, let's go down the list if you want to. We should have Mitch come up with a list. I mean, how many guys out there are out there now that you would go, yeah, he gives us a serious chance. If he starts at the beginning of the year, he gives us a chance to go to the playoffs. That would be available. How many guys? Can you name any? Is Justin Fields a guy who gives you a realistic shot to go to the playoffs if he starts week one?
I am a lot more down on Fields than I was... You know, a few years ago.
Yeah.
It's tough
that goes.
And then when you hear Pony say, well, not good under center, not good turning his back to the defense. Boy, it sounds like the stuff that we were worried about with Deshaun Watson. And that would mean that one thing we do know is if Justin Fields is here next year, it's not going to be this Kevin Stefanski offense. That is not going to happen.
Okay.
So does that mean maybe Justin Fields with a new head coach?
Oh, geez. Here we go again.
I'm just saying. Okay. But I'm not going to prioritize that. I'm not going to get rid of a coach that's been good for Justin Fields. He's not good enough for me to make that change at head coach to pacify a guy that I don't even know if he's a starter in the NFL. Do we know? Is Justin Fields a starter in the NFL?
I don't know.
At this stage of the game?
Okay, then let's go down the list again. What about Michael Penix? What would you trade for him? I don't think Kirk Cousins is letting go of that job anytime soon. Does it seem like that to you guys? Anybody interested in a Michael Penix?
I don't know. What should I be thinking about Michael Penix?
With the goal that they are making the playoffs next year?
He's got a lot of... that you have to... Guys, if you're going to have these players on this team because of the contracts, you might as well try to do something with them. So that means, I guess, we're trying to be a lot... Like, I can't even say it without... I can't say it and mean it in the same sentence. So what am I supposed to do here?
Yeah, the problem, the P- P- Penix, I'll be a little unfair on this, is because the last time I needed him to play well.
Oh, that's totally unfair.
It is unfair.
That's totally unfair.
But it also was the only game he had pressure on him, and he was dreadful. He looked like he didn't belong. And that's one thing that may, I know that's stupid to look at one game. You would never do that as an evaluator.
Many of people do.
But
many of people do.
And I think of him against Michigan, and I'm like, you look like you didn't belong on the same field in that national championship game.
Well, it looked like most of the team didn't belong on the same field in that national championship game. They did have two good offensive linemen, at least two good.
They had
a good offensive line, and they had Roma Dunze on that wide receiver core, who's one of the best, who was arguably the best in college football last year. I think some Ohio State fans would beg to differ, and I'd probably agree. But arguably, it's an arguable thing. One of the best wide receivers in college football. Either way, I mean that's the pickings right now. Unless you want to talk about other guys, and I'm sure there will be plenty of other people. So then it becomes, okay, should we just pay the fiddler now and should we just blow it up? Well, you already had half of it happen or part of it happen because of the trade deadline. You will have opportunities to move people before the draft comes around because the new league year will start before the draft. All right, well, you have to make difference. You have to make changes or decisions on changes of philosophy by the time that comes around. So, yeah, I guess the question is, should the Browns just blow the damn thing up at the end of the year? 216-474-0092. I want to give you an argument other than the cap of why they shouldn't. But if the cap is such a demonic thing, which I know what I've said about the cap many times, I still feel that way. If it's such a thing that keeps us from doing anything, all right, fine. Then I guess put them to work for you. They're your players. They sell jerseys. They put people in the stands. People like them. They like Myles Garrett. They like your offensive linemen as individuals right now. I think as a group, it hasn't been that good. Defensively, there's some guys there that people like. Okay, fine.
Yeah, I just
put
don't
them
know.
Out there to work again.
I just don't know who's going to be on this team.
Going to have to find a different quarterback.
I don't know who's going to be on this team anyway. I mean, is Petonio on this team next year? Is Wyatt Teller on this team next year?
Petonio could very well retire. But Wyatt Teller could very like, but you're. So I can't guarantee that
fooling,
next year.
Are we fooling ourselves all the way
More
around?
More than likely. But I'm in a situation now where if I bring in a rookie quarterback, if I trade a bunch of players and I bring in a rookie quarterback, I'm not going to have the roster to support the rookie quarterback. But if I keep those players and I bring in a rookie quarterback, I might be able to better support the rookie quarterback. But it might just take me to this level to where I need other players that are going to help that rookie quarterback really ultimately succeed. And if I only have these players that can help me get to this level, then it feels like I'm just spinning my wheels or he's not going to be able to properly develop. So yeah, you're in a real conundrum. And I know we make this way harder than it needs to be because it's just like, hey, you know what? Sometimes you just take Jaden Daniels and you end up doing well. Most of the time you don't though. And so you have to know how to do this. And in team management, team building, they've acted very desperately here over the last couple of years. And I've had to support it because you had to act desperately. Well, now the bill's just about due on all these guys. But if you're going to have these guys here at the end of this season, then yeah, I mean, unless somebody comes in and makes a godfather offer and then you know things can be designated after the post-June 1st with some of the other guys out there, like you're still going to be in such arrears because of the quarterback's contract, you're going to be still in a lot of trouble. That's why I still keep telling people, guys, you're going to draft a quarterback because he's the only one that you can get people behind that are going to believe whatsoever. They're not going to believe any of the. Is Justin Fields going to sell any tickets for Browns fans?
No, I don't think that's going to
deliver.
Maybe
if you were that big of an Ohio State fan.
Even then.
Okay, so there you go, because you're the biggest Ohio State fan I know right now, and you're even doing it.
I think there'd be just some general excitement because they'll try to sell you on a dual quarterback, can run, can pass. But I just think there's so many warts there on his resume that we've seen, and he really has not gotten better.
So
nothing I saw in Pittsburgh led me to believe he's evolved or gotten better at the game.
So no Justin Fields. Michael Penix makes you kind of meh. Anybody else that you can think of off the top of your head? No? Yes? Anybody? Anybody at all? Anybody in the room? Anybody in the sausage closet? Is there any fake Cowboy fan in there who wants to say anybody? Okay, so that's where we're at.
Well, Dak Prescott
might be around the room.
Dak might be available.
Okay, That's two expensive quarterbacks that people say can't play the position.
I know.
Now, I'd much rather have Dak than Deshaun Watson.
Well, Dak would be a massive upgrade over what you were getting out of Deshaun.
He's a great regular season quarterback.
Well, right now you have a guy who threw three picks the other day, and he's still an upgrade over what you had with Deshaun.
Yeah.
That is not a feather in Deshaun Watson's cap. I got two quarterbacks that, when they don't play well, make my offense look bad. But I think that that's part of the conversation that the Browns have to have. All right, if I get a better quarterback back there that can be any bit more consistent than any of these other guys, will my offense be any good? Well, it was good, but it was only good for one game against Baltimore. Well, here we are having the same damn conversation that we had all last offseason. We took the one half against Baltimore last year and wrote it out for the rest of the offseason and said that might be where he picks up from. And it didn't happen. All right, am I going to take one half again or one game against Baltimore and say that might be where the rest of the offense picks up from? And we talk about all different philosophies and all different players, all these other different machinations, and you still end up in the same nasty boat. And I think a lot of fans would go, guys, what are you talking about? Just blow that damn thing up. It's just not that simple. Before, in 2016, it was simple. You had guys coming off the contracts. You could blow it up. Now, I don't know where to begin because I don't know where all the other contracts finish. I don't know where all the dead cap is going to be. And it's going to be more, it might be better for the Browns. Like, if you use the end-all, be-all player, Myles Garrett, right? There would be cap that you would have hit on you because of the dead cap. Is it better to just play Myles Garrett and have him be the cornerstone of your franchise, have him be the player that everybody loves, knowing that you're going to take a quarterback and maybe be a somewhat competitive team, hopefully? Or do you just want to pay the fiddler, not have him play on your football team, have dead cap, and then not be able to have a great defense to help out the quarterback you're going to take anyway?
But what's funny is the teams that have done some of that stuff, Washington, they traded away their high-priced, big-name, good defensive players, and they're better. They've gotten better, and they did it in record time. Houston traded all their high-priced guys. They got better in record time. Younger in the NFL is getting better these days. It's not the league that we used to remember when we were younger.
Mary Kay was asked about him yesterday. God, I don't even want to do it. Just blow it up. Blow it up. All right, Mary Kay yesterday was on Baskin and Phelps. This is what Mary Kay had to say about Justin Fields.
The reason why I wrote a column saying that it's not a foregone conclusion that he's gone is the fact that you do trigger that $172 million cap hit if you try to cut or trade him before June 1st and $120 after that. So they have to manage the cap, but there is going to be life after Deshaun Watson. All you have to do is find a reasonably priced good quarterback. And it's not impossible. It's not impossible. What if they try to get Justin Fields and do something with him here? There are ways to go about this, and they're just going to have to be really, really creative, or they're going to have to draft one and have a quarterback on his rookie contract for a while they burn off this Deshaun cap.
You guys are going to have to talk me into this because I'm going to a dark place. This just seems like a giant waste of time. That just seems like a giant waste of time to me.
Really?
I'm tired of having my time wasted as a Browns fan. I got to go somewhere with this. We got to go somewhere. Like, the Guardians made a change. They went somewhere. Now, we'll see if they can get to the next level. The Cavaliers made a change. They're 8-0. Does Kenny Atkinson have to buy breakfast this morning in this town? Does he have to pay for the foie gras? It's pretty expensive stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they made a change, and they've gone somewhere. I can't. Justin Fields, I can feel myself walking into the grave by saying some of these names that we've talked about. Can you not?
Okay, so
it's a waste of your time.
I want to break down what you said.
8 years building this thing, and they don't. Hey, they don't just hand out Super Bowls. We all don't get them. I get that, but come on, man, Justin freaking Fields.
So I want to.
This is where we're at now because we gave him a guarantee. Because we gave Deshaun Watson a guaranteed contract.
This is what I'm getting at, though. Are you?
Play the basket case again for that case, for that matter. I don't care.
Are you understanding that pain is going to come? It's going to come in one shape, one form, or another. Are you acknowledging that?
Yes.
Right? So how do you want your pain to go?
As quick as possible.
As quickly as possible.
Man, I never understood when... I can't say that name. I just can't bring myself to do it on the air. When the one person from Sopranos said in the chest, not in the face, like, get shot in the face. End it quick. What are you doing getting shot in the chest? There's a chance you can look up and see things. Get shot in the face. Well,
the reason that I asked the question and I pose it this way is because I have seen so many teams in the NFL, they take the pain immediately. They divorce themselves from the, quote, names. I think right now we have a big part of the fan base that is still like, we're bad, but at least we have these names. We have Denzel, Nick Chubb, well, Joel Bitonio, Wyatt Teller.
Yeah, but they've also
And I'm telling you, those names have added up to nothing.
Okay, but
you've gotten a nice December last year. You got something with Baker that was magical in 2020 under weird circumstances. But you're right.
I disagree with you completely.
Hold on. Wait 2 seconds. It's been 8 years. You brought up 8 years, and that's what it's gotten you. The way that these teams, Houston, Washington, to some extent the Bears, they all traded away their names, and they started from scratch, but they did it in a smart way. And the one thing we know about the NFL today, more so I think than when we were younger, is guys come into the league ready to play, and you're better off younger and cheaper. And the way to get there for the Browns might be to divorce themselves of these high-priced, older veterans probably on their way out of their prime.
Can I speak?
So can we? I think you're not done. I think you have been.
Off you go.
I'm asking you the question about the pain for a reason, because it seems like a bunch of people are not ready to accept where the Browns are at. And if you ask all these guys from all these teams around the league, we just did it in AFC North, and they were all like, yeah, you guys got to blow it up. What are you doing? This hasn't gotten you anywhere. Yeah. But we are not willing to do that. So if we're not willing to do that, then we're just going to take half measures and we're going to do this forever. And I think that could be a mistake.
Can I have the floor now?
Yeah.
Then I feel as a Browns fan, I'm stuck. Because you're telling me that I have to blow it up with these names, and that also means that I would have to blow it up with names in the front office, except everybody tells me that the minute you fire any of these guys, you're going to get jobs 3 minutes after they get fired. Okay, well, that doesn't make me feel any better, because that makes me feel like, okay, wait a minute, is it not their fault? Well, did they put together this team or not? Because you're saying to divorce yourself of the names. But I think a lot of Browns fans go, whoa, hold on. The last quarterback you had, when he was playing competent football, you went to the playoffs. They were a good football team. The last quarterback you had last year who was playing competent football was Joe Flacco. You went to the playoffs. You were a good football team. Why do I got to get rid of all these guys when I just need competent quarterback play? That's my issue. It's not. I don't think that this is a collection of stiffs. And maybe you're accusing me of being delusional.
No. I didn't say stiffs. But
then I need a competent quarterback.
Like, is Joel Bitonio and Wyatt Teller, what direction are they heading?
They're heading to getting older.
And what was our offensive line this year?
Not very good.
Doesn't this make it easy? Doesn't it make it easier? They're not getting better. And
it
Miles
doesn't make it easier.
Miles is sensational. He is unbelievable. He, if he wanted to, could try to win defensive player of the year.
Wyatt's only 29 years old. Joe Bitonio is 34.
I know. He's also been injured 3 straight years, and he's not going to get less injured. Like, this is what I mean. This is why teams get younger. This is why they trade guys.
Do you trust Zach Zinter right now to take over either of those positions?
No.
Joel is 33, just turned 33.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's another guy that Andrew Berry took. But again, anytime you talk about Andrew Berry's future, Cleveland would be real stupid to let go of Andrew Berry. Okay, well, then I guess we're just damned if we do and damned if we don't. So the only thing I have to do is sit here and talk about bringing in Justin freaking Fields? I guess I'd rather have Justin Fields than a lot of guys out there. I'd rather him go out there than Trey Lance. I said before, I'd rather throw 10 out there than have Trey Lance play quarterback, because I'm going to get the same result. So I might as well just let Nick Chubb take the snaps. So you put me in an impossible situation is my problem here. Because you're telling me to shed the weight of these names, and they're great names, and maybe we are a little bit too flustered on the names. But I know I've seen competent quarterback play that's taken them to the playoffs with those names before.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight.
Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.